With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is considering what role the U.S. should play in the destruction of Iran's nuclear weapons program. Mr. Trump has been meeting with his national security team.
For the past couple of months, the president held out hope that negotiations with Iran would lead to a deal on its nuclear program. But now he supports Israel's military strikes against Iran and is calling for the country's unconditional surrender. In several social media posts, he boasted that we now control Iranian airspace, claimed we know the location of Iran's supreme leader, and warned the U.S. would come down hard on anyone who targets American troops. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israel says overnight its fighter jets hit key elements of Iran's nuclear and missile program, including a centrifuge production facility. The ongoing Israeli airstrikes taking a heavy toll on Iran.
Explosions were heard in Tehran early Wednesday as intense Israeli airstrikes again targeted the capital in a conflict a human rights group says has killed at least 585 people across Iran and wounded over 1,300. Others.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says Iranian missile and drone strikes have killed at least 24 people in Israel and wounded hundreds of others. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass lifting a curfew in downtown L.A. She imposed the curfew 8 days ago in response to rioting, vandalism, looting and such, sparked by the Trump administration's enforcement of federal immigration law. Not a single illegal alien was released into the U.S. last month, according to the New York Post. In May of last year, 62,000 were released into the country under President Biden. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 3 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 25. This is SRN News. Pornography is bad for you.
That sounds like a comically obvious statement, but it is essentially the conclusion of a new study detailed in the Journal of Addictive Behaviors this month. The report says long-term use of porn leads to depression, self-loathing, and other forms of emotional distress. The report provides an interesting addendum to previous ones, tracking the sharp increase in mental problems amongst American young people, most of whom are now introduced to pornography at an early age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
17 statewide anti-domestic and sexual violence coalitions are suing the Trump administration over requirements in grant applications that they do not promote gender ideology or run diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Rhode Island claims that the grant requirements would open the plaintiffs to federal investigations and enforcement actions, as well as lawsuits from private parties. This is SRN News. A lifelong friend of the alleged Minnesota gunman says Vance Boatler was struggling to find work and was wrestling with a darkness inside of him. But David Carlson also says his friend's alleged involvement was as surprising as getting struck by lightning. The Stanley Cup staying put in South Florida.
The Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champions for a second straight season. Florida secured its second title in franchise history with a 5-1 Game 6 win over the Edmonton Oilers. Sam Reinhart scored 4 goals in the clincher. Sam Bennett won the Conn Smythe Trophy as the playoffs MVP with 15 postseason goals.
We were counted out a lot. We went through adversity and there's just so many guys just dug in and stepped up when we needed them.
Florida is the NHL's first back-to-back champion since Tampa Bay in 2020 and 21. I'm Geffen Coolball.
More details, SRNNews.com.